very appropriately, vocal disinhibition.
Mm-hmm.
When powerlifters grunted when they were lifting heavy weights, they were...
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
We have a show that is going to deliver today the goods. We're going to deliver the goods today. In a moment, I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini, where he details bodybuilding diet secrets, how to keep your size yet get completely ripped. Everybody wants to know about this. People see pictures of Dr. J on Facebook. They're like, dude, you had great conditioning. How do we do that? So we're going to talk about that in the first half hour. Then, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Squat himself, catching up with Dr. Fred Hatfield. It's always interesting when you get him on the show. The guy is literally has so many different interests. It's just amazing. But without further ado...
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini.
Dr. J.
Hey, Carl.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing awesome, man. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Before we start today's show, I have to pay respect to a guy who took the time to write me an email. I only know him as DHT Life. Doesn't have a name. That was it. And you can send your real name if you have criticism of me. I'm not, you know, I got real thick skin and I'm looking to learn. He said, why does Carl interrupt Dr. Jeff so much in the middle of what you're explaining? Can he stop doing this? It's so annoying. And so, you know what? And I guess I didn't realize I was doing it, but I'm going to pay better attention, and I appreciate emails like that. And I wish more people would critique me. I'm open to being better at my job. So there you go. So,
you know what? And I think, folks, that just lets you know that, you know, a professional is always open to criticism.
Hell yeah.
You know, my grandpa and my dad used to say, you know, when you get to the point where you think you know everything, it's time to go do something else.
Yeah. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah.
So now talking about something that you know about, and that is getting shredded while not losing a lot of muscle size. How do you do it?
You know, that was one thing. I never went into a show not being in the best condition, meaning ripped, shredded, however you want to say it. I broke it down into, you know, basically four segments, you know. So I'm assuming that if you, you know, for like myself, I never was really out of shape. You know, I always ate a pretty clean diet year round. So I could start my contest at 16 weeks. Now, Carl, I never started my diet midweek or on a weekend. It was always on a Monday. So that weekend, I did whatever I wanted. Mentally, I needed to be prepared that Monday starts the 16th week before the show. So what I did in the first 4 weeks of the diet is I actually increased my caloric intake. Now, a lot of people are going, oh, wait a minute, you know, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's counterintuitive.
It is, but, you know, I needed to get my metabolism up. You know, I've been eating a lot of food in the so-called off-season, but it wasn't the right type of food. So I now needed to increase my protein. So I'd make sure that I would increase to about 2 grams per pound of body weight. And what I would cut out at the 16-week mark is I would cut out fruits, salad dressings, you know, fats, oils. I would eliminate those from my diet and basically clean it up. You know, frozen yogurts, things that, you know, I like to have as snacks in the off season. I would clean it up. I would cut out grains and breads. So at the 16 week mark, I was eating for protein sources, lean cuts of beef, chicken, fish, turkey. And again, I'm preparing them on the grill or I'm baking them. My carbohydrate sources, I'm going from rice, I'm going potato, yam, sweet potatoes. I'm eating as much vegetables as I want. I never counted those. And I think people get too bent out to counting how many calories are in broccoli and not realizing that most of those vegetables are autodynamic, which means you expend more calories chewing and digesting than what they're actually worth. So why worry about them?
Yeah.
But that was the first 4 weeks. So again, calories are increased, eating more food, eating clean food, and cardio starts.
I'm raising my hand. I'm not interrupting you.
Yes.
I'm raising my hand.
Go ahead.
What about meal frequency? Does it change? And if not, what is it? What was it originally? What is it originally? Or if it does change, what does it go from what to two?
Yeah, and it does change because now, you know, kind of in the off season, you know, you don't sometimes eat six or seven meals a day. You know, you might eat five. You know, I mean, again, it's not as structured. You're eating, but not when you get to the contest. So at this point, it was very important to every 2.5 to 3 hours, there was a protein meal. So you're now breaking this down into six or seven meals per day. Now, you know, I had to figure out what my caloric content was. I wasn't alternating any calories. I just said, look, I am going to eat, you know, 7,000 calories a day, and I'm going to clean it up. So it's actually a lot of food that you're eating.
Yeah.
You're just changing, you know, cutting out what needed to come out of that diet. Now, training increased. So whatever I was doing in the off season, I would kick my training up. So again, that's a very important part of your diet, along with kicking in the cardio. You know, 30 minutes a day times 5 or 6 days a week. So cardio started right at that 16-week point. And what people got to realize is that, you know, it's a lot easier to expend calories than just to decrease calories. Because if you look at any of my pictures, I always maintain maximum muscle. No matter where I was, you know, some shows I was a little leaner, but those are my earlier shows. As I went on, I was putting on more and more muscle. And you should be gaining muscle all the way up into the contest. It shouldn't be you're so lethargic, you can't get into the gym.
So do you think that's because you did eat high calorie and chose to cause your caloric deficit through exercise as opposed to just eating less? Your body got the message like food is abundant, but this guy just wants to do a lot.
Absolutely, because I had tried in the very, very early days the no cardio, being on a diet, and I could barely go to the gym. I mean, so how are you going to maintain muscle mass, you know, if you have nothing to fuel your muscles? So, absolutely.
I don't mean to cut you off. Can we go into the 12 to 8 week?
That's where I'm going.
Yeah, okay, good.
So when you get to the 12-week mark, now this is where some changes. All dairy comes out. So if you, you know, any milk, cottage cheese, yogurts, that is now gone at the 12-week mark. Red meat is gone at the 12-week mark. So again, I'm lowering any fat. I'm getting rid of any type of dairy at that point. Now, this is where the little body chemistry trick comes into play, is I'm now going to alternate my calories. For the first 4 weeks, we didn't worry about alternating. We just set a caloric amount. Now what's going to happen is I'm going to pick an average amount of calories that I want to take in. So let's say I want to take in 1,000 calories. The first day, I'm actually going to take in 1,500 calories. The second day, 500. 500. I'm going to shock my system. Now, I'm not going to lower my protein. My protein content stays the same through the whole 12 to 8-week period. But what you alternate is your carbohydrates. So, again, on that higher carb day, I'm going to be eating more baked potatoes, more yams, more rice. But, again, it's broken out through 6 to 7 meals a day. Cardio is now increased to an hour a day. Again, I want to eat more food. I'm still eating a high amount. Now, I just said 1,000 calories because it was
arbitrary easy number. Yeah.
And again, you don't have to necessarily
I wanna
500.
I want to talk more about this, okay?
This
is really intriguing. Didn't the old-timers, and I'm not implying you're an old-timer because you and I are around the same age, but didn't the old-timers call this caloric zigzagging or something like that?
They did. You know, it was a little trick that I don't know where I learned it from, if it was Samir Banute or, you know, one of the older time bodybuilders where they used to. Because, you know, again, when you're on a diet and you just continually lower your calorie content because you're not burning fat, you know, you're going to get to the point where you're going to start lowering your proteins. And I saw that happen to a lot of guys and women that, you know, would be lowering their protein, and you can just see their muscle withering away.
Yeah.
And usually they weren't even that cut by the time they got to the show. You know, if you look at, like, long-distance runners, you know, most of the time because they don't eat enough protein, and with all that running they do, they're soft. You know, their muscles are all flabby, and they actually got more body fat than like a sprinter and stuff does.
So is anything else different for the 12 to 8 weeks? I love this, high calorie, low calorie days.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. I think it's brilliant. I'm like, why am I not doing that? Okay, what else for 12 to 8?
You know, that's about it. And really, it's 12 all the way down to 4 weeks because, you know, you're not going to change. Now, one of the things that I have to recommend is that you need to pre-plan your contest prep. You don't want to wing it along the way. I knew exactly how many calories I was going to take. I knew what my training was going to be. I knew what my cardio was going to be. Because, again, as you know your body, you know how long it's going to take you to get from 16 weeks to showtime. You know, again, you need to look best the time you walk on stage. But, again, I was still squatting, you know, 400 or 500 pounds, 3 weeks out. I mean, again, I wasn't losing my strength.
Right.
So again, you know, from that 8 to 4 week, you're doing basically the same thing as you're doing the 12 to 8 from a diet standpoint. Nothing has changed because again, you should be metabolizing body fat and you should be eating enough protein where you're still growing. I mean, that's a long time, 4 months and you're not going to put on any muscle in 4 months.
Do you have any, I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off, but I this is really important and I'm watching the clock and how much time we have. Do you have any, tips for people as far as estimating without knowing somebody's basal metabolic rate, but just going like a thumbprint, like here's where you can start. You calories per pound of body weight, and then I'm assuming that it's 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Those are the two critical numbers, correct?
Yeah, about that. You know, what someone has to do, Carl, is they need to know how much calories they're currently eating today. So you need to get a notebook. You need to get a calculator. You know, you can get them online that tells you how many calories, how much protein, how much carbs. And you need to figure out your baseline. You need to know where you're at today. So let's say today, you know, you're taking in 3,000 calories. Then by changing your diet, the type of food, that's where your diet should start.
Oh.
You know, you shouldn't go, oh, okay, well, I'm taking 3,000, so I better eat 1,500 because I got to lose weight. No, change out the type of foods. Again, I'm a big fan still in lowering the fat intake and keeping the carbohydrates up there so that you got fuel for cardio, you got fuel for training, you're recovering, you know, you're not starving on a diet, you know, you have plenty of food to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, that's kind of how you figure out where you're at. Now, I kind of say 2 grams per pound of body weight, but obviously your body weight is going to come down. But again, once you set that, it's where you start at. You know,
2 grams of protein?
A lot of, yeah.
Okay.
You're
cool. Going to
be eating a lot of protein.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So you never went by like, oh, 13 calories a pound to cut, you know, 22 calories a pound to grow. You never did any of that kind of, followed any of those kind of metrics, right?
No, I didn't. I just figured out how many calories. I figured out within those calories how much protein I needed. So, you know, again, you know, 3,000 calories, you're going to have, you know, if you're at 2,000 calories of protein, well, then you've got 1,000 calories worth of carbohydrates to work with. I mean, those were the only things that adjusted. And again, I didn't worry about, you know, vegetables and stuff. You can eat as much vegetables as you want. That's what keeps you sane, keeps things moving. You're getting all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients and things.
Yeah, no, 6 meals a day. And you need to prepare for this. You need to prepare your foods. I'd like to do another show. In fact, Elisa sent the suggestion to you, I think, about food prep. In other words, you know, here's your plan every Thursday and Sunday. Here's how you calculate how much chicken breast you have to buy. I mean, we should do a show like that to make it simple for people to be able to go, okay, now I got a plan on how to prep my meals, because eating 6 to 7 times a day requires forethought and planning.
Yes, it does. And one of the things I wanted to mention too, you know, and it's not to be arrogant or anything, but there's no such thing as a cheat day on a diet. I get so frustrated with bodybuilders, whether it's girls, guys, figure, bikini, whatever, coming in and going, oh, I blew my diet again this weekend. I went and, you know, cheated. If you don't have the motivation or discipline to be strict on your diet, then you need to find a different sport. you know, or practice before you get to, you're going to do a contest, because people get tired of hearing how you cheated on your diet and you look crappy, and that's why.
Yeah.
You know, I never cheated. It wasn't even in my vocabulary. I mean, 16 weeks, I was ready to roll. There wasn't going to be anything bad until after the show. You know, I mean, that's just how it is. If you want to look the best, then you got to be disciplined enough, you know, to be able to handle it, you know. It's tough.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about weeks 4 to 1 and then the end result. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans. And by the way, you don't have to be prepping for a contest to leverage this valuable information. If you just want to get into the kind of shape where you look like you could get on a stage because you're going to your reunion next year, this is good advice. Pay attention. Stay tuned.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
Pay attention, boy.
Where this is Science for Humans, where Dr. Jeff is sharing decades of practical application about getting ripped and maintaining as much muscle as you want, as you possibly can. And this, again, doesn't just pertain to bodybuilders. Okay, so these are the final weeks. This is where the magic happens, right?
Kind of, you know. What I wanted to say is during the 12 to 8 and 8 to 4, you're also increasing your cardio. So, you know, hour and a half a day. And cardio is misconceived because that word means so many different things to different people. To me, it was a walk. You know, it was getting on a stationary bike where you and I could have a conversation. And, again, it's about increasing your metabolic rate. So your cardio is up. But you don't – the last 4 weeks, this is where most people blow it because they start panicking. If you're at 4 weeks and you're still fat – then you might want to decide not to do that show because you obviously didn't prep well enough prior to that. Because there's no way in 12 weeks that, you know, by being on a clean diet and increasing your metabolic rate, that you won't be looking good at the 4 week period. So I didn't adjust my calories at 4 weeks. So from 4 to 3, I'm still on the same type of diet. My cardio is up. I'm looking good. I could literally get on stage, but I got a month more of growing to do. That's the way I looked at it. Fine tuning, you know, posing, getting used to being on stage. So a lot of posing, a lot of squeezing. You know, I didn't lower my reps or increase my reps and lower my weight. My training stayed the same. So from 4 to 3, I didn't, again, change anything. Everything that I did from 8 to 4, I'm still doing at 4 to 3. If you're behind and you're still fat or you think you're too far ahead of the game, there's no such thing as being too far ahead of the game because anybody can maintain shape for 4 weeks. I mean, so again, people get, their mind starts playing tricks on them or, you know, what we would do in the gym, you know, we'd see somebody that was fat and we'd say, wow, man, you're looking ripped. You know, boy, you're ahead. And then they go eat more and they'd be fat. Or if they're really looking good, we'd say, man, you still got a lot of body fat. You know, you are right. And then they'd starve themselves.
There was so much more of that in your day. Arnold used to be one of the worst. He would get into a guy's head and the guy would, pump and posing room, the guy wouldn't even want to come out on stage.
We got to the point where none of us, we all stayed covered up. You could tell who was getting ready for a contest because you had long sleeve sweatshirts, you had long pants, and very rarely did you give anybody a peek, you know, unless you went in the bathroom and you looked and you had veins popping out, you know, then you might give somebody a little peek. But other than that, we just stayed covered up because we didn't want people, again, playing head games. And we did it all in fun.
Yeah.
But that's just how it was. And it was usually only the people competing. Normally the guys that weren't competing at that time, you know, they'd be pretty honest with you. So, you know, you'd go back in the posing room and have them take a look at you.
Yeah, you had your allies. You had your allies.
But we more just encouraged each other, you know.
Yeah.
All the time, you know, most of us, by the time we got to the 4 week, we were looking good, you know. So that gets you down to week one. And week one is really where the real magic, you know, the hard work took place 15 weeks prior. You get down to week one, now you've got to do some tricky things to get your body to look full and to present all that hard work. So on Monday, again, I never start anything on the weekend. Monday is when I would go zero carbs. Now, I didn't decrease my protein. My protein intake stays the same. I'm still eating my 6 to 7 protein meals. But I literally, from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, zero carbs, except for I would eat 4 green apples a day. I would space those out. Those green apples gave you enough brain power, and they've got some good enzymes. Tim Belknap taught me that little trick. But I'll tell you what, it depleted the carbohydrates intake. During that time, I was adding salt to my diet. I wasn't worrying about sodium like people worry about sodium weeks out, and then you screw up your whole salt imbalance. No, I'm still using salt and things because, you know, I'm not going to eat plain chicken and fish and things at that point. And then on Wednesday night, again, this is a Saturday show, Wednesday night is when you now start to introduce carbohydrates back into your system. Wednesday is all the also the time where you completely cut out all your sodium, no seasonings, no diet sodas, just, you know, sodium-free water and naked chicken. I always ate chicken the last week because I wanted that little bit extra fat that was in the chicken breast. Then you introduced, it was either baked potato, yam, sweet potato, a very small one, but it would be every 2 hours, like clockwork. So I would probably get, you know, 8 carbohydrate meals in from Wednesday all the way to Friday. And what happens is when you deplete your body those carbohydrates, you're also taking out excess water. And as you start to put those back in, it takes several days before you really start to fill and restore those glycogen levels. Because, again, it's all about looking good Saturday at prejudging.
Yeah.
That's it. And then the last little trick is the day of the show. I didn't go eat, you know, wacky foods like some of these guys do. I was healthy on stage, Carl. I never cramped. I wasn't depleted. Right. I wasn't lethargic. I mean, you know, I was happy. I was having fun, man. I wanted to go show my stuff. You know, I worked hard. So then the day of the show, again, I'm still doing the same carbohydrates. I'm still eating my protein meals, so I'm full. But now I introduce my simple carbs. So I would start to introduce some dried fruits. And back then I didn't have Carbolin. If I did, I'd be drinking Carbolin.
Right, right.
But I would start introducing dried fruits, just kind of nibble on those all morning and up to prejudging. And then my secret backstage was honey. I would take in, you know, 3-4 tablespoons of honey as I started to pump up. And I would get on stage, and I would be fueled for the whole prejudging, no matter how long I was out there. I didn't have trouble posing. I wasn't sweating like a pig. Most guys were, you know, huffing and puffing and out of breath, and I'm still rolling.
Wow. So, that's so, I mean, a couple of real pearls of wisdom here, especially the honey part. I mean, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
What about back in the day? We only have a couple minutes. I heard that guys used to take a shot of whiskey or two because it used to make you more vascular. Ethanol actually is a powerful vasodilator, isn't it?
It is, but you got to be careful. My very first show, somebody said, hey, drink some wine, and I drank some wine backstage, and I was a little tipsy because, you know, you were so depleted and a little dehydrated, you know, especially for someone who doesn't drink alcohol. But I think you got to – there's a better way to do it than doing that. I like honey, or I would – you know, like now I have guys use some neutral Carbolin.
Right.
But I still like a little honey because it's a little bit slower absorbing and working. But again, it's just a matter of getting that last little glycogen in your system so when you go out there and flex, something happens and the muscle isn't just hanging there, you know.
This was a real gift, this interview. I mean, I'm going to come back and listen to this show and use this. I mean, there's some real pearls of wisdom here. I'm looking forward to this.
And if anybody, you know, is needs any help or you want the diet plan, I'm actually going to be writing this up, Carl, so it will be kind of in a plan. And again, it's a guideline for people, you know, what worked exactly for me. You've got to find out what works for you because it took me quite a few years to kind of dial in, you know, what worked for me. But again, it's a good starting point because if you're not sure where to go, you go on the internet, you could read all kind of wacky stuff and be no better off, you know, so...
Nah, this is great stuff. This is an exciting show to me. Real. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right, and I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, take care, everyone.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Squat himself. the famous Dr. Fred Hatfield. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to FitReadNutrition.com today to learn more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Some of the mashups I have are fantastic, but we do need to get some new mashups in here. I actually got an email from somebody recently who's like, look, I produce music. I love the show. I want to help out. And I have to find that email and respond, because we definitely have to freshen up the we got some really great mashups that we'll keep, like this one. There's quite a few of them that I love, but some of them are overplayed, I guess. So we do have to do something about the music. All right, so it's a very exciting next segment. He is a returning guest. If you're in the fitness industry, you know who Dr. Fred Hatfield is, Dr. Squat. How you doing, Fred?
Fine. How's it going?
Fantastic. And thank you for coming back on the air.
And, yeah, it's my pleasure.
You've been on the show numerous times since 2007, and a lot of the times that you've been on, we've talked about yesteryear, more so. But the truth of the matter is, I watch you. I watch you from a social media position. I watch you, some of the things you write about. You're an extremely introspective person. You're extremely articulate, and you have opinions. You have views about a lot of things that go beyond what we could talk about. You know, who was the greatest weightlifter when you were coming up? I mean, everybody's talked about that. I want to catch up with you. I want to know, what are you most passionate about right now as it relates to health, fitness, physical culture, longevity? Maybe things that as you've aged, you've gone, well, we didn't have it right back then. We've got it right now, and you've changed your perspective on. What are you most passionate about right now?
Well, for the past 2 years, I've been running around the globe at least on a once-a-month basis, somewhere around the globe, doing seminars on strength. You may or may not realize it, but every single thing you do of a physical nature requires that your muscles work. And once you finally learn the secrets to great strength, you'll find that your movement becomes far more efficient and effective.
So, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. And you're right. And we talk about, I mean, the motto of my show since its inception 11 years ago is live stronger, live longer. It's in that order purposefully, because if you strive for the noble pursuit of gaining strength as you age or at any age, you cannot help but benefit from that, and it will affect your longevity, period, end of story. With that being said, from when you first started talking about strength to today, are you seeing more women starting to pay attention to the importance of strength for as they age?
Yes, as a matter of fact, some of the women of today are lifting astounding amounts of weight and doing astounding things in the world of sport. And, you know, unheard of things, actually, from back when I was a kid.
I mean, there are women out there that are competing with men pound for pound. You're absolutely right. Back in the day, Pudgy Stockton was probably one of the women that we looked back to in physical culture. She was attractive. She was feminine. She was strong. She was athletic. And then somewhere along the line, social constructs said, no, women have to be weak and waifish, which is contrary to our evolution. Women have always been as strong, well, not as strong as men, but they were able to work side by side with men. And then somewhere along the line, we said, no, we want you to be this way and weak. And women really got the raw end of that message, because now they end up with osteoporosis, osteopenia. They're institutionalized at the end of their lives just because they can't get out of a chair any longer.
Yeah, and I don't just blame their peers or the guys in their lives. I blame mama. No, don't do that, Peggy. You're going to hurt yourself.
Uh-huh.
Oh, slow down. Don't run. And things like that. They are socialized into sissyhood.
Right. No, I agree with you. And the reality is that they're still fighting against that. Now, women who are trying to be stronger, they could be doing Olympic lifting, powerlifting, bodybuilding, whatever it is. They're always hearing from their families, oh, you don't really want to do that. You don't want to really be like that. You know, you're going to be like, you're going to look like a man. You're going to act. And it's
yeah.
Sad, because what these women should be getting is support, because women need to get the message that it's okay to be strong, and you better be strong as you go through life.
Yes, I agree. You know, I've known that for a long, long time. Back in high school, I remember one time I was walking to school with my sister, my younger sister. And so I said, see if you can keep up with me. And I took off. Now, I was on the track team, so I was pretty fast. I could do 100 yards in 10 seconds or thereabouts. And so I ran as hard as I could down the road. I looked over my shoulder, and there's my sister right there next to me. And I said, what? Girls can't run that fast. You know, and my older sister, Alice, was just a foot away from breaking the all-time women's broad jumping record, long
wow.
jump.
Wow.
And things like that kind of opened my eyes to the issue. We didn't have a girls' track team back in those days. It was a very small high school, and girls just didn't compete in anything except half-court basketball back in those days.
Right. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it really was. And then I got another eye-opener quite some time later. I was training this young gal. She was, couldn't have been more than 110 pounds. And she was squatting 350 pounds, deadlifting 350. She was ranked, I guess, the third, number three in the world. And this was right from day one when I first started working with her.
Wow.
Yeah, she was a monster.
But I bet she, I mean, at that body size, she probably looked really athletic and nice. I'm sure she didn't look
masculine. Yeah, she went on to win Miss California and a few other major physique titles.
Wow.
Yeah, she was really built.
Yeah, see, and we need more women to get this message. It's really sad. It's one of my frustrations. Whenever I do talk to women about fitness, I tell them, forget about the Pilates. I mean, you could do that on the side, but you have to do resistance training. You have to do load-bearing work. Because we know, and I've said it on the show, and I know my audience is going, okay, here he goes again. Women outlive men by 7 to 10 years, but they most likely end up in an institution. Because after they fall twice, the kids go, Mom, you can't live on your own. And they fall getting out of a chair. You need to do things like squats and deadlifts. You need to do those kind of multi-joint movements. Because that's going to keep you ambulatory longer, keep you independent longer, let you live the life that you want to live up to the end.
Yeah. You know, my partner is a chiropractor, and he tells the story of an old lady that lived down the street from him. She did a walk every day. He'd watch her go by the house and back, pushing one of those little strollers. What do you call them? A walker, I guess?
Yeah.
A walker. And so... He stopped her one day and said, you know, you don't really need that. Let me show you how to get rid of it. Now, this is the doctor coming out. And so he ran inside and got up a kitchen chair and brought it outside. And he said, I want you to sit down and stand up. And so the lady did. And now I want you to do it again and again. And he had her do 10 reps. And he said to her, every single day, I want you to stand up and sit down 10 times. And she did. The woman did. And inside of a month's time or so, she was walking down the street with no stroller.
Right.
And she actually had two or three of her friends. And pretty soon, there was a whole group of older women walking around the block with her. And they were none of them were carrying canes or pushing walkers or anything like that. He said it was an amazing thing. And it was all because she did those squats,
right,
down to a chair and standing back up, precisely what the body is meant to do. And she just had stopped doing it, you know, and all she had to do was pick up the habit one more time, and she was much, much healthier for it.
Of course, it makes perfect sense. A body weight movement like that, but doing it with repetitions and then maybe progressing, trying to do more reps or do two sets a day or three sets a day can take a woman who's struggling to be ambulatory and give her complete stability again. I mean, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. And it's also brilliant that she did it.
Yes, it was quite an eye-opener for him and for me when he told me that story. I said, that's just great. You know, because I work with older folks every once in a while over the years. And I had this woman. She had to be 80 years old, I guess. And when she was a young girl, she used to run to school every day and beat all the boys. You know, and they were chasing her, too, because she was quite a striking-looking young girl. And but her husband died some years earlier,
right,
and she kind of sat down, lost interest in everything, and she just stayed in her chair for years. And she got to the point where she couldn't walk.
Yes.
So, well, inside of a year's time, I had her up and running again, and she got so excited about it that she wanted to enter a 5K race for age group, you know, and she did, and she won it.
Wow. you can, the body is amazing.
It is.
It's resilient. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about chronic disease and being stronger. We're talking with Dr. Fred Hatfield, Dr. Squat, one of the strongest individuals on the planet. Amazing competitor, but we're talking about different things today, about his opinions on things today and maybe looking back. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Fred Hatfield. A very casual conversation with a man who squatted over 1,000 pounds, 1,014 to be exact, back in 1987. Those numbers were just astonishing back then. A forerunner.
They still are.
Yes, they are. No, I know. There's still a lot of guys that's their goal, to squat a grand. I mean, you broke that. And you did it at a time when it wasn't so obvious that we could do it. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. I don't want to get into that now, but, you know, once somebody does something, then it becomes imaginable, you know, and then all of a sudden you see other people following suit. But the guy who breaks that record is the guy who had to conjure up the thought that he could do it all by himself. So let's talk about something. You remember, I mean, obviously you weren't around back then, but you remember the people who found their genesis in health back in the day, who were sprung from, let's say, Bernard McFadden and the whole physical culture movement, right? Jack LaLanne was a disciple of sorts. So was Paul Bragg and all these other guys. When you look back at what we thought we knew then with what you know now, did we have it right back then? Were they right about, you know, look, train hard, eat an ancestral diet, observe sleep, and there's no disease?
Well, you know, a lot has changed since those early days. By the way, talking about the old guys, I'll get back to my point in a second. Do you remember a guy by the name of Louis St. Cyr?
No, I don't.
He's a Canadian back at the turn of the last century, and he was widely regarded as the strongest man in the world by far and away, even stronger than Bernard McFadden and all of those guys.
Right, right. Interesting.
He was my cousin.
Oh, my God. So it runs in the family, does it?
I just thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah. But, so, you know, so what do you think? Good, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They were doing a lot of things right back in those days, and perhaps the one thing that they were doing most right was that they were up and about and active and working hard. They didn't have things, you know, like automobiles to go down to the grocery store. They had to carry their water up from the stream. They had, you know, they had to plow fields and bale hay and all that kind of stuff. And because of that, because of the whole work ethic that they were obliged to adhere to, they were a stronger lot of people. They didn't live as long, but had nothing to do with their strength. That had to do with dirty water and things like that.
Hygiene, yeah, yeah.
And in fact, I grew up on a farm baling hay and all that kind of stuff, so I know what goes into it, and that's what gave me my impetus. In the early days, the fact that I was already damn strong from working on a farm.
Right, right.
So that's changed. And the result is a bunch of very lazy couch potatoes, not able to get out of their own way. Do you know what the fastest growing strength sport is today? It's called strongman.
Yes, yes.
And I love strongman. The events are very natural. Doesn't take any skill whatsoever to flip a tire over and then flip it again or pick up a rock and put it up on a shelf. Those are things that you're able to do without any training whatsoever. And you start out light and you get heavier and heavier, but they're natural movements. And I think that kind of movement is perfect for Mrs. Jones, the 50-year-old housewife. Who's completely out of shape. It's just great way to use your body and to strain against very heavy obstacles.
And you know, I agree with you, and I'll tell you why. One of the reasons I agree with you. So, when someone is not in the greatest shape, it's trying to do high repetitions of things that really pushes the heart into a danger zone if they're not already in some kind of good condition.
Yeah.
And so, low rep stuff is actually good for people who are out of shape. And that sounds counterintuitive because people say, well, no, but they're handling heavy weight. People can handle heavy weight for one or two reps without a problem. Strongman stuff, lifting a ball and putting it up on a pedestal. You're not doing a lot of this stuff for reps, and sets. You're doing it one, two, three, four, five times. But the message it sends to the body is this work is going to become regular for us. We better upgrade stuff so that we can handle it better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That, you know, it's called adaptation. Mother Nature overcompensates by giving you stronger muscles, bigger muscles, and more enduring connective tissue and things like that. And you become a stronger person, generally speaking. And it's all through natural type movements. Now, I'm going to tell you what's not natural. Going on in the gym, doing high rep curls. You know, that may be cool for bodybuilders, but personally, I think there's a better way, and especially a better way for Mrs. Jones and a better way for the kids. You know, this high rep stuff on machines that force you to do a particular movement completely unlike what the body had in mind. You know, to me, that's not the right way to train. That's not the right way to get strong and athletic. Doing curls or sitting down on a machine and pressing something overhead that goes in a straight line is just not the way Mother Nature intended our bodies to be used. And so start picking up heavy stuff. I got a buddy up in Boston. His name is Murph. And he's a strong man. He's a very strong man. He owns a gym up there called Murph's Gym.
Okay.
And his slogan is, pick up something heavy. And I like it. I think it's great.
Yeah. I like it a lot. So I've got to think that Arthur Jones and Nautilus, you were not a fan back in the day.
No, not at all. I was not a fan at all. The day people decided to take lifting platforms out of the gym was the day gyms went downhill to what they are today.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the new thing, this thing that's come along called CrossFit. I like it a lot. I do not like that they're doing high reps for speed with highly technical movements like snatches or muscle-ups on the rings. You know, because once you get into a high rep situation with highly technical movements like that, you're asking for big trouble. You're going to hurt yourself. But I love the movements themselves.
Right.
In fact, that's how I got involved in lifting weights and all of that stuff was doing CrossFit stuff when I was a boy. I could do a flag. I could hold an iron cross in a ring. I could do all of it. I could walk up a flight of stairs on my hands. You know, and that's the way I trained back as a boy.
Uh-huh. I want to make sure that I'm understanding you. It's not so much the high reps. It's that when you do high reps in these highly technical movements, your form is sacrificed and you start to put yourself in dangerous waters for injury.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
A fatigued muscle cannot do things properly. And just off a little bit on a kip up on a high bar, for example, you're going to miss the movement.
Right, right, right. No, I agree with you. And isn't it funny that back in the day, weightlifting, things like York, the things they used to do there, John Grimmick and those guys, what was considered weightlifting, the things that you did as a young man, they've really become Olympic lifting, right? The snatch, the power clean, the split. I mean, all those things were things you guys were doing back in the day as quote-unquote weightlifters.
That's
and,
right.
And now that's Olympic lifting.
We didn't have fancy machines. Arthur Jones, by the way, got his ideas for machines from old wood carvings from Germany in the mid-1800s. The physical therapist in Germany had invented the offset cam and lever systems for training. And they used it strictly for rehab and stuff like that. They didn't use it for getting stronger. They had dumbbells and barbells for that back in those days.
Right.
But Arthur, like, single-handedly ruined the entire concept of physical fitness training in this country and the world.
Right. In fact, I think that because the story you just told, I remember verbatim from the first volume of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors by Randy Roach, and I think he actually interviewed you for that book, as I recall, the very first volume. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do remember the book, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to take another quick commercial break, because this is how we pay the bills here.
All right.
When we come back, we got lots more to talk about with Dr. Fred Hatfield, Dr. Squat himself, gracing the air here at Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're catching up with Dr. Fred Hatfield. We've been trying to get him on the show for quite a long time, but he's always on some other continent or literally on the other side of the world. We'll talk more about your traveling in just a moment. I've got to ask, and I'm sure that a lot of people in the audience want to know this too, what's your training like today?
Well, I don't train anymore. You know, I do a little something here and there for, you know, just to keep the wolf away from the door. Like I'll lay down and do some benches or do some squats. A couple of times a week. That's about it.
Okay, but so you're still doing something. That's
I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. I'm hard. I'm not soft at all. So.
And you're alert. How old are you now, Fred?
I'm 74.
Okay. Yeah. No. I mean, you sound really good. So, did you know Bragg? What's his name? I can't think of his first name. I just said it a second ago, but. I'm looking at his apple cider vinegar right here. I mean, obviously, you knew back in the day, you knew people like the Lanes and stuff like that. His wife has been on the show.
Jack LaLanne was a friend of mine.
Paul Bragg. Paul Bragg inspired Jack LaLanne. Did you ever meet him?
Do you mean Don Bragg?
Paul Bragg, the guy, the health nut. He's the guy who inspired Jack LaLanne to clean up his life.
Yeah. Oh, that was probably before my time. I did not meet him.
Okay. I had Dan Lurie on the show many years ago.
Yeah.
and he told the story about how Jack LaLanne's mother, Jack was overweight, he had bad acne, and his mother took him to hear this Paul Bragg speak about nutrition. And after the show, she hustled him up to the stage and asked Paul Bragg for help. And he looked at Jack, young Jack LaLanne. He said, I can tell you what your problem is. You're a garbage can. You put just junk in your body.
Yeah.
And Jack became a disciple and became the person that he became because he was inspired. It was amazing. Amazing story.
I always looked up to him, you know. And in fact, Joe Weider used to tell me, Fred, I want you to become the second coming of LaLanne.
Yeah.
In your older years, and so that always stuck with me. I'm afraid I'm not that, but.
Wait a minute. But you know what? Jack helped a lot of housewives stay in shape while they were taking care of their families. I remember watching Jack LaLanne on Channel 13 in New York.
Yeah.
WPIX. He used to be on in the afternoons, midday, and my mother would take one of those chairs from that Formica, yellow and white Formica kitchen set we had, and bring it into the living room, and she would do, you know, the glute kickbacks and stuff when Jack was telling them what to do. But you influenced people in a larger scale way, quite frankly, with your involvement in higher education of physical fitness.
Yeah, in the books.
Yeah, yeah, higher education of physical fitness. I mean, Jack was telling housewives and lay people, you know, how to do this and how to do that. You were teaching the teachers.
You know, a lot of people think that all of my methods are old school, and I have to remind them that I predate old school.
That is funny.
We were just on a topic of, what's different today as compared to the old days when we strong guys. There's one more thing, and it's frame of mind that people don't really think about that much, but it really does work wonders if you got your mind right, getting into sport or getting into fitness in general. And I'm going to tell you what it takes. It's called passion. I don't see that same passion in young kids today. The millennial group, you know, they're passionless.
It's kind of sad, but I think a lot of people probably, you know, but part of me, so I've been thinking about this too lately. Because, you know, I'm getting older, and so part of me has been asking myself the question, am I just being my father? Because back in the 60s, I was born in 58, so I was in the 60s, rock and roll music, you know, the anti-war movement, and my dad used to complain about the music we listened to and said that our generation was lazy and blah, blah, blah. And he was probably right compared to his generation. There's no doubt about it. But part of me wonders if it's not just me getting older and doing what my dad did, or if this millennial generation really is different in a not great way to previous generations. I don't know.
I see the trend over the course of the past 100 years. And so, yes, I can definitely say that as we move along in history, the current generation is not as great as the last generation when it comes to physical fitness and sports and stuff like that. And that generation was not as great as the one before it. We may be breaking some of the records, but the records are not being broken very fast. Only every once in a while does somebody come along able to break a world record these days.
Yeah. Could part of that be that we are now nearing what is humanly possible in so many different areas, especially in the area of strength? I mean, we just had a guy deadlift 1,100 pounds not too long ago, or maybe more. Maybe it was 12. I forget. It was all over the internet. I mean, is it possible that we're starting to get to the point where human performance is going to kind of slow down now?
We're reaching the ceiling of human performance capabilities.
Yes.
That may be true in some instances, but in general, it's not true. In general, people, younger people today look at those kind of people as oddities. And, you know, they don't have the passion to try doing that kind of stuff themselves.
Right.
Even in pro football, for example, I over the years worked with a lot of teams, and I just happened to be doing some work on, the Kansas City Chiefs, training, program.
Uh-huh.
And the coach came up to me and said, you know, hey, Fred, you know, you're a real motivational kind of guy. I need you to talk to the team. We got a game this weekend with the Raiders, and we have to win this game, or we're going to lose out on the playoffs. And I need you to say something to them that's going to get them fired up. And I'm saying to myself, now, what in the hell can a 185-pound guy that's only 5.5 feet tall say to these behemoths?
Right.
To fire them up even more. So I come up with this. I want to read it. It's only a minute long, but
please,
you see where I was coming from. And these guys, the Kansas City Chiefs guys, they've so loved my little speech to them that before the year was out, I saw this same little speech posted in the locker rooms all over the NFL. The ball players really took to it. So let me tell you what it was. Passion. It's not commitment to excellence. It's utter disdain for anything less. It's not endless hours of practice. Instead, perfect practice. It's not ability to cope. It's the total domination of every situation in life. It's not setting goals. Goals too often prescribe performance limits. And it's not doing what it takes to win. Instead, it's a burning commitment to do what no one has ever done before or ever will do again. It's not need to achieve. It's doing what it takes to exceed the bounds of mere convention. And it's not the force of skill or muscle. Rather, it's the irrepressible, indomitable force of will. Now, if you believe in and practice these things, then for you, winning is neither everything nor the only thing. As the great Vince Lombardi once said, if you believe in and practice these things, then for you, winning has become a foregone conclusion. But if along the way you stumble, profit from that experience. Then, vow by the power of Almighty God, it'll never happen again. And they just fell apart when I said that to them, and
that's amazing. I mean, that is beautiful wordsmithing by you. Fantastic.
I wrote that almost 40 years ago.
Wow. That is priceless. That is priceless. I there's no follow-up to that. I want to go ahead and take a break and let people absorb that, and we'll be right back with more of Dr. Fred Hatfield. Stay tuned.
Has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Fred Hatfield. Dr. Squat.
Famous. I'm here.
Yes. So, Who's still around of your old crew, the guys who you used to lift with?
Oh, wow. I'm afraid those guys are no longer lifting. I lasted as long as most of them and then some. I'm still friends with a few of them, though. Eddie Cohen, he still works out, but he doesn't compete anymore. Mike Bridges, same thing. They were great lifters back in the day. And Bill Kazmaier is still around.
I see Bill. I see Bill at all the show, a lot of shows. He's got some affiliations with supplement companies now.
Yeah. He's doing a lot of that kind of stuff. He told me that he was going to move down to Puerto Vallarta and open up a sightseeing fishing cruise of some sort. I don't know if he's down there yet. That was about 5 or 6 months ago that he told me that.
PV, as they like to call it, Puerto Vallarta has become a very, very popular place, destination, people to live from America. Apparently, it's a great community, and people don't realize it's midway between the border of the United States and South America. I mean, it's down on the west side of Mexico. It's really beautiful there. Beautiful.
I know just where it is. I have never been there, and I'd like to get down there one of these days. I told Bill. Just to expect me, because I'm going to show up one day.
So I was there in 2008, the beginning of the year 2008. I was there for 2 weeks, and I did my show from the beach. I brought all my equipment out there. The person I stayed with had a home literally on the beach. I mean, you went out the back door, and you walked maybe 30 paces, and you were at the breaking ocean. And
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I set up on the back deck there every day, and I did the show from out there.
That was great. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It really
is. Well, that's why I live in Florida. I love that kind of life. I'm sitting outside right now by my swimming pool just enjoying the beautiful weather down here.
Yeah, Florida's nice. Florida gets a bad rap. People go, oh, it's so humid there. It's not that bad. It really isn't. It's tropical.
But, you know, I remember riding my motorcycle up in Maryland with 106 degrees, 90% humidity. It's never that bad here in Florida.
Right, right.
Never.
the average temperature down here in the hottest days of summer is maybe 90-ish, and it gets humid, but never really over 75 or so. So it's you know, if you sweat, you know what you do? You reach in the trunk of your car and pull out a fresh shirt.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Or go shirtless, even better.
Go shirtless.
That, what do you work so hard for? So show your physique off a little bit. So let's talk about your travel. So Elisa has been communicating with you literally for months. And you've been, I want to say that you've been in Asia, you've been in Australia. I mean, so you do a lot of traveling. Is it all guest speaking when you travel?
Yes, it is. It is. I was invited by the Marine Corps to go to Japan 3 years ago and act as the guest of honor at the Marine Corps ball in Iwakuni, at the Iwakuni Marine Air Base.
Wow.
It was maybe the biggest honor of my life. I just loved doing that. And they liked me. I got a standing ovation and everything. And so they brought me back to Iwakuni and also to Okinawa. And there's like six or seven Marine Corps bases at Okinawa. I went to every single one of them and did seminars. I did two seminars a day for 8 or 10 days.
Wow.
For the Marine Corps. It was just so much fun. I just enjoyed it.
So what did you observe about the Okinawans in general? You know, the Okinawans were put on the world stage after the publishing of the Okinawa study, which said that, you know, Okinawa has a lot of people who live to be 100 or greater, so we should observe their diet.
Yeah.
And we're going to live long too. I heard the Okinawans smoke tobacco. They smoke cigarettes like chimneys. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's something else going on here. What did you observe in Okinawa that you could attribute to the longevity? Or is it just a certain island there or area of the island?
Oh, no, Okinawa is not a big island. It's only about 20, 25 miles long and maybe 5 or 6 miles wide. So it's not that huge.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. They have a beautiful longevity. And it is because of their diet. But it's also because they do an awful lot of walking.
Yes.
And you got to have money and you got to have plenty of time on your hands to take a car because the traffic is just murderous.
Well, and so
they walk.
Okay, so let's stay with this for a second. So I have said on this show years ago when the Okinawa study first came out that we're always looking at people's diets, but you have to understand that diets develop over thousands of years. People develop polymorphisms that allow them to thrive on one diet versus another. We see this a lot.
Sure.
We see this in genetics. We know that people have certain alleles to their DNA that maybe fish oil is not good for them. And so the diet may work for the Okinawans. It doesn't mean it's going to work for the European. It doesn't mean it's going to work for the African. But more importantly, I read somewhere that on the island of Okinawa, there are actually primitives still there. And they don't have electricity. They go to, and when it gets dark out, they go to sleep. And when it's light out, the sun comes up, they get up. And as you pointed out, they walk everywhere. They work hard. And somehow we just attribute their longevity to their diet when these are much more active and even they still have some of their primitive styles.
You're absolutely right. There are some, you know, semi-primitive folks there, but they're in a minority, actually.
Okay.
The people that are living in the cities, they live long too. But they're active, they walk a lot, but most importantly, living on the island, what do you presume their major source of nutrient is?
Fish.
Yeah, from the sea.
Right.
And it's not just fish, it's all kinds of sea life.
Seaweed, yeah.
It goes on and on. But they also, the air is pristine. The water is crystal clear. You know, life is good there on the island.
Right. The island hasn't been soiled
by
modernization. Pesticides, herbicides, glyphosate, pollution. I mean, it's just, and people, they think that, oh, if I just eat like the Okinawans, I'm going to live to be 100. I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that.
They eat very little stuff out of a can or out of a box.
Right.
They don't eat man-made stuff.
Right.
In fact, I went to the grocery store while I was there because I had a little apartment that I lived in while visiting there. And I wanted to pick up some food, and you'd be amazed at the array of fresh food that they eat. The vegetables are all just beautiful. No GMOs. You know, they don't allow them in the country.
Right.
And everything is fresh and clean and tasty. I haven't, the last time I tasted a nice tomato that actually had a taste to it was when I was in Italy.
Yes.
Well, the tomatoes in Okinawa are also beautiful tasting.
Yeah.
Unlike the tomatoes that we get here in the States.
You know what most people don't understand about tomatoes, and I say this as an Italian, okay? That the things that people gravitate to about tomatoes in this country are actually the things that make them taste less. So when there's lots of jelly in a tomato, that jelly with the seeds, that's the tomato that produces the greatest flavor. Like when you're making tomato sauce, the tomatoes that we go for, oh, we want flesh. We want it to look like a steak. Those tomatoes don't have any flavor.
Yeah. I hate eating the damn things because of that. You know, I eat them, but that's because that's all there is available.
Yep.
It really locks my jaws, man, when I have to eat food that I know is less than perfect.
So, Fred, where are you going to be as we come to the end of this interview? So where are you going to be in the upcoming months, and how can people on the show reach you, interface with you, interact with you?
You can IM me anytime from Facebook. And I'm always available. I get literally some days dozens of questions, and I'm faithful about answering every single one of them. So I don't mind doing it. In fact, I enjoy it. And all I ask is that you go to my Facebook page and read, but also go to my URL for ISSA, the International Sports Sciences Association,
right,
and have a look around there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So the best place to start is to go to Facebook and look for, is it Dr. Fred Hatfield? Or is it just Fred Hatfield?
Just Fred Hatfield.
Okay. Find him that way. Connect with him. Start communicating with him. Ask him questions.
I mean, yeah, anytime. You know,
yeah.
Anytime at all.
Listen,
I love to interface with people who have passion.
Yes. Yes, I know that.
Passion is about your lifting and training. I'm always there for you.
I want to thank you. I didn't mean to step on you there. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I hope that when you are stateside again and you can get next to a phone, you'll be back on.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thank you.
All right, take care. And we also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini during the first half hour. Don't forget to check him out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner and ask him for anything. Ask him for samples. Ask him questions. And, of course, you can always send critiques of me there or to onair@superhumanradio.com. Include your real name. If you have a valid critique of me, I'll give you a shout out on the show. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.